5. Charles Haddon Spurgeon clearly contradicted the message of Scripture again. This time he believes there will be more people in heaven than in hell. Quote, I believe there will be more in heaven than in hell. If anyone asks me why I think so, I answer because Christ in everything is to have preeminence. And I cannot conceive how he could have preeminence if there are more in the dominions of Satan than in paradise. Unquote. The Lord Jesus taught that the majority will perish. In Matthew 7:13-14, he said this, Enter by the narrow gate, for wide is the gate and broad is the way that leads to destruction, and there are many who go in by it. Because straight is the gate, difficult is the way which leads to life, and there are few who find it. According to the Lord Jesus, there are only two groups of people, with many of them going to destruction, and only few being saved in the end. According to the context, many is the majority. Furthermore, the wide gate and broad way leads to destruction also implies that more people are on the road and will enter through that gate into that eternal destiny than will enter the narrow gate into life. If you are like most people, you too are on the way to eternal damnation. If so, you need to turn from your sins and put your faith in Jesus for your salvation, Acts 20:21. Also, it is only a trusting and submitting and enduring faith in the Lord Jesus that will bring us into God's kingdom. All men will hate you because of me. He who stands firm to the end will be saved, Matthew 10:22. We have come to share in Christ if we hold firm to the end the confidence we had at first, Hebrews 3:14. Do not be afraid of what you are about to suffer. I tell you, the devil will put some of you in prison to test you, and you will suffer persecution for 10 days. Be faithful, even to the point of death, and I will give you the crown of life. He who has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit says to the churches. He who overcomes will not be hurt at all by the second death. Revelation chapter 2, 10 and 11. Please note, the second death is another name for the lake of fire, Revelation 21:8. So being faithful unto death is necessary for salvation's sake, according to the Lord Jesus. The teaching of once saved, always saved, the eternal security of the perseverance of saints, is not true, according to the Bible. So don't be deceived by that teaching. Furthermore, Spurgeon again misused a scriptural clause about Christ having the preeminence for his defense of Calvinism. Notice how it is actually cited in the scriptures. Colossians 1:18 from the KJV reads this way, And he is the head of the body, the church, who is the beginning, the firstborn from the dead, and in all things he might have the preeminence. The context of that verse reveals that Spurgeon has again misused scripture for his own purpose and faulty defense of a false theology. 6. Charles Haddon Spurgeon contradicts John Calvin's teaching about the non-elect infants being damned to hell. Now this occurred even though he considers himself a Calvinist and Calvinism as the gospel. Spurgeon taught this, quote, I rejoice to know that the souls of all infants, as soon as they die, speed their way to paradise, unquote. But John Calvin did not teach that all infants go to paradise upon death. In contrast to Spurgeon, John Calvin taught that non-elect infants would be condemned. Quote, Hence, even infants bring their condemnation with them from their mother's womb. Suffer not for another's, but for their own defect. For although they have not yet produced the fruits of their own unrighteousness, they have the seed implanted in them. Nay, their whole nature is, as it were, a seedbed of sin, and therefore cannot but be odious and abominable to God. Hence it follows that it is properly deemed sinful in the sight of God, for there could be no condemnation without guilt. Unquote. Calvin also taught this, quote, I again ask, how is it that the fall of Adam involves so many nations with their infant children in eternal death without remedy, unless that it seems meet to God? Unquote. At this point, Spurgeon's defense of Calvinism seems more like a refutation of Calvinism. Furthermore, Spurgeon opposed infant baptism, which Calvin believed in. Regarding what Spurgeon taught, listen to this. Quote, in 1864, he preached a sermon against infant baptism and offended a large group. Unquote. Calvin taught the opposite about infant baptism, also known as paedobaptism. Quote, everyone must now see that paedobaptism, which receives such strong support from Scripture, is by no means of human invention. Unquote. 7. Charles Haddon Spurgeon considered the scriptural truth that Jesus died for all people who ever lived to be the most monstrous iniquity that could be imputed to a pagan deity. Quote, that Christ should offer an atonement and satisfaction for the sins of all men, and that afterwards some of those very men should be punished for the sins of which Christ had already atoned, appears to me to be the most monstrous iniquity that could ever have been imputed to Saturn, to Janus, to the goddess of the thugs, or to the most diabolical heathen deities. God forbid that we should ever think thus. Unquote. Spurgeon and other Calvinists denied the truth of the infinite work of Christ as extending to all people, even those who will be lost in the end.